from KUER News in Salt Lake City, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. In the incredibly diverse modern world of music, it's hard to tease out trends or themes. But Bob Boylan of the NPR music website All Songs Considered says 2013 does seem to be a year when bands from the 90s are giving it another go. You remember My Bloody Valentine? They're back with a new record after more than 20 years. Superchunk has new music. Boards of Canada does too. And despite the dysfunction, the Pixies have managed a new album. Today in the program, we're talking about the best music of the year so far. Bob Boylan is our expert and guide for the hour, and we'll try to get to as much as we can. Glam rock, music from Iceland, alternative and electronic stuff. And let's not forget the Malian guitar craze. We'll jump in right after the news. This is Radio West and Doug Fabrizio. Even for hardcore music fans, it's really hard to stay on top of the music scene in the digital era. So you pick your favorites and you keep an eye out for something to catch your attention. It helps if you've got someone who does this kind of thing for his day job, and that's Bob Boylan, the creator and host of NPR's online music show All Songs Considered. It's also sometimes a night job for Bob, who saw more than 450 bands play last year. This year, he's up to about 300. And as you know, a couple of times a year, we take advantage of all that musical experience. We ask Bob to help us identify some of the music that he's paying attention to. So it's Bob's list of the best music of 2013 so far today. We're going to try to get to as much as we can. You can send an email, if you like, with questions or your own favorites, radiowest@kuer.org. We'd also like to hear from those of you on Facebook and on Twitter. Bob is, as well as being the creator and director of All Songs Considered, he was a director of All Things Considered. He's an electronic musician with a number of recordings to his name. He's joining us from the studios of NPR in Washington. And I should also mention, you'll find a list of all of these albums and songs we're talking about on our website. And Bob, welcome back. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. It's a great time marker. Love being here.
Yeah. So I guess the first and most obvious question is, and we've asked this before, how is 2013 so far in terms of music?
There's so much, and it's so good. It's always both a frustrating thing and a blessing, i.e. that there's so much good music and you can't hear it all. But this year's not disappointing at all.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to some of the particulars. Comebacks we're going to get to here in a moment, because that seems to be
there's a lot of those.
A lot of it. It's weird. I don't really get it, but we'll talk about that. But has the scene changed at all? Like, is there a different kind of vibe? Are you sensing anything like that?
That's always tough, because I think what has been true for, let's say, the last 10 years is that there are little microcosms, and you can get completely sucked in. Last night, I went and saw the Chilean rock scene, right, with a band that came to Washington called Astro. Fervent, crazy fans who know this particular scene, and they can spout, 10 or 12 of their favorite bands that fit into a genre like that.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that more and more cities, there's lots of clubs opening up, so you can be exposed to different sorts of music in different little tiny pockets. And I don't listen to every single, or I should say, I don't fall in love with every single kind of pocket. I have a wide berth, but not, there's so much, which is wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's experience for 2013 will be different. And that's a good thing.
Well, let's talk about the comebacks thing. A lot of these 90s bands are giving it another shot. Some disbanded and they're back together, or they haven't done original music in some time. Do you have a sense of what gives?
there's a couple of things that I can sort out of this, and I should just do a chart with when these people had children and families and, all that sorts of stuff, because that all matters. And I think what people have come to realize, and you see this recently I saw, Mick Jagger at 71 strutting the stage. What you've come to realize that may not have been true when you were younger is that when you are older, you are still pretty good at this stuff.
Yeah.
And these friends that you had when you met when you were 18 and 21 and made music with through your 20s and early 30s, well, you can still make pretty amazing music with them 15 years later.
Yeah.
That dynamic doesn't really change. And that's kind of magical. And I found that to be true in my own band that we formed in the late 70s, early 80s. We're asked to do a reunion, 30 years later.
Yeah.
And some of that magic just was there. And so I see that happening in, well, so many of these groups we mentioned, Superchunk, for example. Maybe we should play some music. I don't know where you want to go.
Yeah, let's do. Let's do. I say something about Superchunk. I mean, this indie rock band from North Carolina. It's another 90s band trying it again. They've got their new album, I Hate Music.
don't right? you absolutely love that title?
Yeah.
I think, it's key for a band, especially a band like Superchunk, to have senses of humor about what they do. It's probably what keeps them going. This Chapel Hill band has been together for a long time. Their last record, I mean, they did one 3 years ago, so this isn't the magic cicadas, coming back after 17 years. But I think we should listen to a song like Fun of House and see how the other thing that happens here, how timeless it is.
Yeah.
How timeless the sound is.
Okay, Fun of House. This is from I Hate Music. It's Superchunk. Superchunk.
So I guess, there are two things you can think about when you hear something like that.
Yeah.
One is that record could have been made in 1979.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
That's what I was going to say. So what's the thing that's new about it? If that's a dumb thing to say.
Well, there's a good and a bad to this. One is that it is this music, this guitar, bass, drums, guy at the lead oftentimes, stuck? Is it tired and old and stuck, and is it going to go away?
Yeah.
And for some people, a whole generation of people who are not born and bred on guitar-based music, this stuff might sort of sound tired to them. There's a whole – you go to a show with electronica, and it's a whole different world. It's a whole different vibe. I think – and we've seen this over and over again at points in music history where it feels like, oh, guitar, bass, drums, music is going to go away. Mm-hmm. And then, the 90s is a perfect example of that, where, it seemed like electronic-y music and other stuff was going to take over, and it didn't. It burst back again. And I think, and I'd like to hope, seeing some great new rock and roll bands out there, that this music just keeps coming back. It will not die.
Yeah. I keep thinking it's a newer generation who's sort of discovering it, and it gives it a kind of a new life, which seems...
That's
you know,
absolutely it. I there's a group, I'd say, I'm just looking down the list here of things, a group called Front Bottoms, for example.
Yeah.
Front Bottoms, again, another band who could be anywhere along that pivotal late 70s to now, who I go to shows and see, 17-year-olds at, who are, in fact, discovering that heart, that honesty that rock and roll has for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's thrilling. So.
I want to play Au Revoir. This is from the Front Bottoms. This is from their album, Talon of the Hawk. I think we could play the whole damn thing. It's not even 2 minutes, right?
Please do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty funny song.
Yeah. Au Revoir. Let's play it from the Front Bottoms.
You know what I think's really sad? I know how really sad you are. I'm probably gonna leave real soon. Just wanted to let you know before I say au revoir. Au revoir. You probably don't even know what that means. Au revoir. Au revoir. You probably don't even know what that means. She says that it's French. I know what it means. You don't have to be so.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
The Front Bottoms are from New Jersey. Doug, I don't know if you've ever gotten a chance to see these folks, but
no.
I'm going to just describe my first encounter with them. They've been around for a bit, and I've only just seen them since this past October.
Yeah.
Walked into a room of 500 people at a place called Santos Party House in New York City, and Brian Seller, the main singer, just a sweetheart-looking guy with an acoustic guitar. All that was acoustic guitar playing.
Wow.
And every single person in that room, when he would sing a line, would shout it back at him. Hmm. And it was this communal event for the entire evening where he and they being the audience, I'd say we, but I was just in awe of what was happening and didn't know the words, so I wasn't part of it. Were a community for the evening,
yeah.
Shouting songs about angst and love and their fears. And he was just helping people, honestly, work through stuff. You could just see it. It was fascinating.
Wow.
And I've seen them now twice since and have been now part of that shouting back. I'm going to see them again tomorrow night. I'm
wow.
going to drive 45 miles to go see them. They are really, really wonderful live, the Front Bottoms.
Well, we should mention this is one of your top albums so far.
It is, and there are songs that are that one is kind of cute and funny. There are songs that are more biting, songs about that introspective look at himself in relationships, Brian Sellers, but songs about abortion that tackles an issue that is really hard to do in any medium and certainly hard to do as a narrative, honest look at himself and his views on it and I don't know. He's a smart guy,
yeah.
And he's got this sweet face. So even when there's angst, you can tell he cares.
Mm.
It's just not about him being angry, which is what unfortunately too much stuff is about.
Yeah, it's the Front Bottoms. Talon of the Hawk again. That's the name of that. I want to talk about the Pixies for a minute. I mean, because this was a big – talk about comebacks. I mean, this was a big band for my generation. It's been 9 years since they – I think 9 years since they produced an original song. So I guess the pressure is on. There's always dysfunction going on in that band, you know. But they – you say they pulled it off.
I think they really did. Now, they lost Kim Deal, one of the main members of the band, right? So,
which is not a small deal for Pixies fans, by the way.
No pun intended,
yeah,
right?
Yes, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When we put the song online, this new song that we're going to play by the Pixies, I saw a lot of notes flying around that said, "This is not the Pixies."
Right.
Meaning, you know, how could you know it be the Pixies without Kim?
Yeah.
It's, you know, Black Francis. It's David Loveling, you know, Joey Santiago, and so on. But it's not the Pixies. Well, when you listen to it, you'd be hard-pressed. If you just closed your eyes and didn't know, if you, you know, stepped out of a time thing, you'd say, whoa. And even one of the voices, which is not Kim Deal, sounds like a woman singing, but it's not.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's called Bag Boy. You want to say something about this one?
I think we should just hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Here it is, yeah. The Pixies.
I had a bad reaction to your
public.
I get no satisfaction from your very recent sightings.
Cover your breath, polish your speech. Cover your breath, cover your teeth. Cover your breath, polish your speech.
Like when I hear the sound of
yeah, that sounds quintessential Pixies, right? I mean, you know, yeah, purists may not agree, but yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I think, I mean, this is where emotions get charged, you know. People feel betrayed in some ways when they love something so much. And here is a case of, which, you know, to an outsider, for someone turning this radio station who's not right now totally into this kind of music,
yeah,
this just could be sounding like the most trivial stuff. But it matters to people when they really love, you know, all of the players in a band and feel they are a band and I am true to you and here you going and betraying me by leaving my favorite band and you are no longer, you know,
yeah,
my friend.
Or, yeah.
You know, it was an important thing that happened.
It was an important band for a lot of people. You want to know who introduced me to the Pixies?
No, tell me.
NPR's Robert Smith. He used to work here years ago and he was a—
did not know that. Yeah. I will go.
You should go tell him. I bet he still is.
I will.
All right, so let's before we get into a break, let's play something from John Grant, American singer-songwriter. He was with the band. This was also a 90s band. He was with the Czars. This is a Denver band,
yes,
back in the day. He's got a new album.
Here's a character. Again, this is someone growing older and changing. What he did with the music he did with the Czars and what he's doing now as a— he's gone from Denver to living in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
He's gay, now has HIV, touring, and talking about, well, his many, many flaws as he sees them in his personality and trying to figure out where he went wrong and how to do it all better and doing it in a way that hopefully is not just about him getting better but a way about helping other people see flaws and holding a mirror up to themselves. I think this guy's pretty amazing. He wrote this song called Greatest Living Creature. There's another version of it we won't work on the radio, but it basically is about ego and writing and just taking yourself and putting it under a big shining light and saying, in a way, saying how great you are and realizing, of course, how sort of not great you are by shining that big bright light on yourself.
Here's John Grant. The album is Pale Green Ghosts. This is Greatest Living Creature.
But I am the greatest living creature you are ever holding. From the top of my head down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while I'm still a crime. And don't forget, you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 65% more of the time. Half of the time I think I'm in some movie. I play the underdog. Dig up Richard Burton's corpse. I
am not who you think I am. I am quite angry, which I barely can.
It's John Grant from the album Pale Green Ghost. That's Greatest Living Creature. Bob Boylan is with us, the host of NPR's weekly music show All Songs Considered. For a list of the music we're talking about, go to our website, radiowest.kuer.org, or All Songs Considered, of course. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. You're listening to Radio West on KUER.
I am the greatest living creature you are ever. From the top of my head down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. But don't forget you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. It seems like there's an endless variety and of all kinds of ways to experience music these days, which is great on one hand. It's just hard to stay on top of it all. So today in the program, we're going to try and help with Bob Boylan joining us, the host of NPR's All Songs Considered. He's talking about the songs and albums that have caught his attention this year. And as you can imagine, it's a pretty mixed bag. Bob's joining us from NPR studios in Washington. So you mentioned Iceland, which always seems to be some, I don't know what it is about the last 10 years, but the great music coming out of there. And there's one of your favorite albums so far, Ólafur Arnald. Is that, did I get that right?
Ólafur Arnald.
Yeah, Arnald, yeah.
I think, So I went to South by Southwest to do that every year. It's a music festival. It's in Austin. There are, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, there are 2,500 bands that play at this music festival over the course of 5 days spread across the city of Austin. And, you know, you can imagine there's a lot of loud music.
Yeah.
And when you spend 13 or 15 hours a day listening to a lot of loud music and you walk in the room and you hear someone like Ólafur Arnald, they just steal your heart.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful, it's not just a palate cleanser. And I think just in everyday life and the music that many people listen to, there's not that sense of peace is really hard to come by without it being sappy.
Yeah.
And I think Ólafur Arnald manages to paint landscapes and so forth. He's a keyboard player, composer, just in a magnificent way. He did a song called Old Skin that I think was the one that got me when I was, it was 4 p.m. in a place called Peckerheads Sports Bar, right? And there's this Icelandic singer making the most magnificent music. Just fabulous.
Yeah, well, let's play a bit of that. The Old Skin. This is from the album For Now I Am Winter.
Where are the woods when where are the wafting sounds of sea? Rose and oath in search for something more to be. Still hard for me. Treading lightly, tightly, shedding its old skin. Leaving trails at night for light to bring chagrin. While air grows thin.
Yeah, he's 26. I mean, I think he really, as a young person, really taps into an emotion that's, I think, the same place that some remarkable classical music taps into.
You know, this surprised me a little bit from you. One of your top albums, the Brian Ferry. I'm not sure why. I don't know. Maybe you like the Jazz Age. That's the name of the album, the Jazz Age. But you've called this the most surprising record of the year. So far,
on so many levels. So, First of all, I am a mad lover of 1920s and 30s jazz music, and Washington, D.C. has one of the great jazz 1920s and 30s radio jazz show. Hmm. So I'm very fortunate to live in Washington and listen to Hot Jazz Saturday nights. But Brian Ferry was a member of a band called Roxy Music in the early 70s and middle 70s, and you know, was part of a very glamorous rock era, very art rock, so it was... always a little twisted and turned, and you never knew what to expect at its center. And he also is a magnificent man with a wonderful, wonderful, very sexy voice, a crooner yeah. of rock, right? And here he comes out with a record that is all instrumental, that reimagines that crazy art rock music as 1920s jazz music. He's not singing on it, and it works. I mean, I don't even know where this came from. It is, it's not novelty. This is great. This is a band of musicians that play, that he's working with, that normally play in England 20s and 30s jazz music. So it's authentic. It's recorded, I would say, with one microphone. I'm pretty sure that's true. It certainly sounds that way. Gorgeous stuff.
Yeah. Do the Strand. That's what this one's called.
Right. The lyrics of this song, for those who don't know this song, there's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution, a teenage revolution, which goes in people's heads who know the song. And it's such a counterpoint to the very playful music that's happening. And you realize how strong the melodies were that Ferry wrote for these songs back in that one in 72, I think.
Yeah.
Not 73, but how strong these melodies are and how they do work with horns, clarinets. And
yeah, it's great.
Pretty cool.
Brian Ferry Orchestra, The Jazz Age, the name of the album.
And The Great Gatsby is where you could hear yeah. a lot of this orchestra playing a lot of the music in the Baz Luhrmann film.
Yeah. I want to talk about a debut album, Lara Mvula. It's called Sing to the Moon. There's a piece we're going to play, Green Garden. I love this piece.
Right? This is one of the breaths of fresh air that come out in any given year. You know, there's always a record you say, where did she come from? She's in her late 20s. She's a British soul singer from Birmingham. Mvulu is a married name. Her last name is Douglas, as is the brother and sister who play cello and violin along with her when she tours. It's kind of jazzy. It's sort of gospel-y.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hip-hoppy, I thought.
A
little bit.
Lauren Hill. There's a little bit of an African flavor to it, too. You'll hear in the instrumentation here a little Jill Scotti sound,
yeah.
like Lauren Hill, maybe.
Yeah, here it is, Green Garden. This is Lara Mvula.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden. Nobody out there, but it's okay now. Bathe in the sunlight, don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
Oh, wow.
Of a butterfly, high as a treetop, down again. Putting my bag down, taking my shoes off, walking the carpet, a green velvet.
You think she's got a future?
And when you hear the whole record, you will know that the breadth and scope of what she does and see her live. Talk about charisma.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another she's debut album, Native Air, Lowland Hum. You really liked this.
Yeah, and then this is new. This is fairly new still to me.
Mm-hmm.
These two people fell in love making music. They're now husband and wife, another North Carolina duo. The wonders of, you know, this particular century is being able to make music at home. This was made in lead singer's, the guy whose name is escaping me right now, his mom's house.
Wow.
It's all heartfelt, beautiful harmonies. These people really found each other because they're, you know, it feels meant to be.
Yeah. War is Over is the song, which is, I like it. I like this piece too. This is.
Yeah, this song builds and builds and builds. You'll get a sense of that as we hear some of this.
I know.
Lowland Hum. The debut album is called Native Air. It's Daniel and Lauren Gones' name there.
All right. And we cheated a little bit on this because the actual album comes out in August, but I've had it on kind of nonstop for the last bunch of weeks, and I'm putting this list together. I could not put it on.
Yeah, good. There's a musical project, Atoms for Peace, that there's a particular song you really like, Before Your Very Eyes, which I want to play. I guess we should say this is a super group. It has Tom York of Radiohead and Flea from Red Chili Peppers, and the producer Nigel Goodrich is involved. Talk about this piece.
Well, you know, when you someone like Tom York of Radiohead and you have this thing, this band that does, you know, very original and music, but you have other ideas. How do you make that work? Mm. How do you take other ideas? And in this case, he made a solo album many years ago and wanted to expand on it, wanted to try to work with other musicians and do something fresh. This is very heavy rhythm-based music. It's a bit hard to explain, but they basically went in studios and worked on bits and chunks of songs, and then Nigel Godrich would go ahead as a producer and sort of take these, you know, 20, 15-minute bits and throw them together and make them shorter, and then they'd hear it, and then they'd go play it. It's not nor the composition of music the way we normally think of people in a room making up a song or somebody with a piano or whatever writing a song. It's just a different way of trying to figure out how to make sound and music that comes from a different place. And I think they succeeded in making something that has a fair amount of heart and soul, but yet seems to reach places that most music doesn't. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, let's play a bit. This is a Before Your Very Eyes, Atoms for Peace.
Look out of the window. What's passing you by? If you really want this, you better know. Look out.
you know, when you hear Tom York, it's hard to get Radiohead out of your mind.
It is, but this is a much more danceable version of that band.
Like, right. Yeah, it's nice. Before your very eyes. You know, talking about Tom York and Nigel Godrich, I think it was this week anyway, they have been started to be really critical of Spotify, for example, talking about pulling the Radiohead songs, for example, from Spotify, which kind of raises go ahead.
They're pulling Atoms for Peace.
Right.
I don't think they have control over Radiohead. Yeah. So I don't know that that's an issue, but.
But they were critical, which kind of raises the question, how do you think the way music is delivered today is affecting, you know, music, is affecting the sounds? I know how it's affecting the way we get it. We get it in different ways. But is it having an effect on the industry in a creative way?
Well, I'll take it from the fan perspective instead of industry perspective. I think that there's – and this has been true for a bit now, iTunes, whatever – is that – you can be 17 years old and someone says to you, man, have you ever heard The Bends by Radiohead? Mm. And you'll look at them with cocked eyes. And in the past, you'd say, I can't afford that. Maybe I've got a friend who has it.
Yeah.
But now you can just go home and listen to it.
Right.
And you can listen to it and listen to it. And so as a fan and potentially maybe a music maker, maybe you're a musician, you can have this broad palette of music at your fingertips and understand, like, you listen to Laura Mvula for a minute, there is doo-wop in that. Okay, so someone says, oh, man, it's kind of got a doo-wop sound, those choruses. What's doo-wop? And you could just go listen to, you know, the Flamingos and whatever, and it's so easy to do that. So I think there's a beauty in that the history of music is all now easily reachable for free, basically, if you have a computer and internet connection. I'm not belittling the fact that those things cost money, right? But they're at the fingertips of more people than not in this country. Not everybody, but I think that's huge. The issue of pulling, if we just want to quickly just glance at that, what Tom York is basically saying is that, you know, Spotify pays you just pittance for a listen. So if you're an artist, you can get, I'm not going to go particularly about figures, but if someone listened to your song 10,000 times, you might see a buck, right?
Yeah.
And so, and what he was saying was that bands like Radiohead make okay money on Spotify. It's okay. That's not his complaint. Catalog bands that have lots of stuff in the catalog of Spotify and so forth, they do okay. What he is saying is that if you are a new band, you're not going to make a lot of money for a long, long time. And that maybe he's saying, and what he's saying is that maybe the model for how new acts get paid and the amount that they get paid should be different than people who are catalog bands. That's how I understand this issue.
Yeah.
And so he's just raising the issue. Some people say he wants his cake and eat it too. He's keeping Atoms for Peace and, you know, taking Atoms for Peace's band out and leaving in Radiohead Records. That's not the issue here. What he's just trying to do is raise this big red flag that says, hey, maybe we should look at the way we do this, because the only benefit to a new band is that they can get heard, which is a huge benefit, but they're not going to make money out of it.
Right. There's this question you asked in a piece you wrote about the My Bloody Valentine album. Which is one of those comeback albums. And you asked readers not just if they liked it, but you said, did you pay for the music and will you? Do you think that's a critical question?
Less so for My Bloody Valentine, more so as a philosophical, how do you view the things in your life that give you pleasure?
Yeah.
And this isn't a pledge drive for people, though you could pay for your public radio station. But it is the same idea.
Yeah.
If you like something, can you take a little bit of what you earn and put it toward that thing to support it? Because that thing doesn't exist in a vacuum. These people have to, and you know, I'll put up bands now and again, or certainly see them touring, musicians, just to make a living wage.
Yeah.
Is scrimping and saving it every. Sleeping on couches and all that stuff. It's not, you know, they wouldn't trade it for the world for the most part. But if don't take something that and just take. Just give back to what you like. It's a community. Yeah. This whole thing of music and so forth, it's it's important to be part of it and not just a taker of it.
Let's head into a break with a song called Open. This is by Rye, an album called Woman.
Yeah.
This is one of your favorite albums so far.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you anything about the singer, but listen to the singer if this is your first time listening to Rye.
I'm a fool for that shake in your thumbs. I'm a fool for that sound in your slums. I'm a fool for your belly. I'm a fool for your love. I wanna make this play. Like a fool without a love, we're in a natural spring.
Rye is the name of the, what is it, the band, I guess? Is that, or is it just...
It's two people.
Two people.
So I expected when I went and saw Rye for that singer to be named Michelle, but in fact its name is Mike.
Wow.
And so the lead singer is Mike Milosh, and I didn't expect it to be a guy, frankly.
Yeah.
Robin Hannibal is the other collaborator in this band. They are worlds apart, Germany and Canada, now California-based musicians. But...
Yeah.
It's an interesting collaboration. What I like about this music is that it is sexy. It really just is.
Yeah.
But when most music tries to be sexy, it is usually does it in such a sort of blatant way or cheesy way that I won't listen to it. This is a big band playing right now. Mm. Everyone's just playing a tiny little part.
Yeah.
It's all just so subtle to make this big whole. You know, there's 6-7 people on stage playing, you know, horns and keyboards and all sorts of a cello, I think, the last time I saw them.
Wow.
But it's all just little tiny bits making up this beautiful piece of music.
It's the album's called Woman. Bob Boylan is with us, host of NPR's weekly music show, All Songs Considered. For a list of the music we're talking about, go to All Songs Considered or visit our website. We'll send you there too, radiowest.kuer.org. We'll take another break. Back in a moment. This is Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, Bob Boylan, host of NPR's All Songs Considered, is with us to talk about the songs and the albums that have caught his attention so far. It's the best music of the year so far. Bob's joining us from the studios of NPR in Washington. Well, let's say something about the music of Molly. What? Because it's such a craze right now. Do you understand it?
Well, I think it's melody and rhythm. You know, it's the heart of that music is absolutely stunning melody and just pulsating rhythm. And you can do it in two different ways, and I don't know which ones we'll get to, but there are two artists for this year so far that I really love.
Yeah.
I'll mention both, and then we can decide where we want to go. One is an artist named Balike Sissoko.
Right.
He's an African harp player. Usually it's like a 21-stringed harp that is amplified by a big giant gourd, and it's just simply... You cannot not love this music. I don't care what kind of music you love or don't love. It cuts right to the heart. And then there's a fellow named Bombino, and a different part of the of the spectrum in terms of sound. And he plays music that fits well into psychedelic rock music and blues.
Yeah, it's why the Black Keys loved him. It's why they produced this song.
Exactly.
And you can hear the Black Keys. I have to say, I mean, I'm not saying they were influenced by it, or maybe they just heard something that resonated with them, but it's
a mutual love.
Yeah. How do you pronounce the name of this song? Which
one we want to do?
Ad Medine.
I'm gonna say that.
Let's say that. Okay, from Bambino. Bambino, name of that. Let's talk about Josh Ritter. This is one of your favorite songs, "New Lover." The Beast in its tracks is the name of the song. It's great. He kind of takes a shot at a former lover in this song, right?
You're right. Don Landis was his wife, but also a singer, songwriter, and Josh has a way with words that he's one of the great American poets, and the ones that wind up at the top of my list, I think we probably wind up talking about Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, we will.
Same idea, which is lyrics are so important to me. How do you write a song about someone just who you've just, you know, not many years, broken from, spent time with, married? In your heart, and in his heart, obviously, there's love, but there's also a little bit of like a little dig.
Yeah.
You want to play, there's a couple of different parts in this song. Do you want to try to do both? About how he...
Okay,
great.
New Lover, Josh Ritter.
Water under bridges, the time they say will heal. Praise the fonder that still grows on the absent heart and fields. Praise be to this pain these days. It's all I seem to feel. Perhaps the fault was mine. Perhaps I just ignored who you were always gonna be. Instead of who I took you for, I've been treated worse, it's true. Still I expected more. But I will not chase your shadow as you go from room to room, dropping handkerchiefs and daggers, smoking guns and other clues of what someone did with someone and who did what with who. I've got a new lover now.
So there he's, you know, he's talking about his own little faults, but then he's talking about her, you know, the crazy things that made him crazy. But for the most part, it had a, you know, it was gentle enough. And then he has this dig that comes a little later toward the end of the song about, you know, the chorus is, I've got a new lover now, I hope you have a lover too, which he says over and over again, but then this happens.
Got nobody true. I'd be lying if I said that didn't make me happy too. I'd be lying if I said that didn't make me happy too.
Ow. Yeah, but you know, there's so much truth in that, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's
Josh Ritter.
Unfortunate part of us as humans.
Well, I want to go out with Vampire Weekend because this, so far anyways, easily, you've said, your favorite album of the year. And you say in some way you were kind of really surprised by all of that.
Yeah, because they are a band who have always made music I like.
Yeah.
Sometimes that I music that made me happy, but they never dug deep. And I think that they have, this is the third record. They think of their three records as sort of a trilogy. Mm-hmm. And if you think of that as growing up, we should probably play something soon. But yeah, the lyrics abiding. Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for youth is one line and says age is an honor, but it's still not the truth.
Yeah. I love that line. I wrote that line down, as a matter of fact. And
did you?
I noticed you did too.
Yeah.
Well, let's play some of it. This is the song Step from the album Modern Vampires of the City, Vampire Weekend.
At
back, we're back. I used to front like Angle at Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll own New York with champagne and disco, tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda, your girl's in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with the boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Love's the love, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about?
It's got this dark CD picture on the cover, but you've also talked about how it's, I mean, I read this interview that you did with them. You talked about, come on, guys, it's really bleak and kind of dark, but you really loved it.
Yeah, the cover is a picture of New York from a helicopter, you know, right in the heart of when I lived in New York, which was the heavy pollution days of New York in the 60s and 70s. But this record sort of challenges the idea of faith in God an awful lot. And what it means to believe in something, you know, something I just didn't expect from this band. This band, when it started, had these rhythms that were very Paul Simon-esque, you know, that which he got from a lot of South African music. But what I never expected from them is that their lyricism and the words that they write would have what I think is the wisdom of someone like Paul Simon, who I think is probably America's best songwriting poet, and they have they're leaning to doing lyrics as sharp and wonderful as his, and that's fabulous.
It's Vampire Weekend, Modern Vampires of the City. That song you're listening to is called Step. Bob Boylan, of course, the host of NPR's weekly music show All Songs Considered, joined us from the studios of NPR in Washington. Bob, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure here, too. Bye-bye, Doug.
Bye. We'll have a list of all the music we've been talking about on our website and on All Songs Considered. Radio West, production of KUER News, the program produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. I'm Doug Fabrizio.
We saw the stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your good.